Yeah.
Greg, when you see Miami's wide receiving group, what stands out to you?
Fast guys, pretty good off the ball, fast releases. You know, Mike Wallace, he's a stretch the field guy, so he wants that deep ball a lot, so we keep him from that. He pretty much kind of, you know, he doesn't want short passes pretty much, so we're just trying to keep the deep ball off us, don't give up too many big plays, and just make the plays that come our way.
Is Hartline kind of the other way around? He's a more of a possession guy?
I think Hartline is his trust factor as far as Tannehill. He goes to him when he knows it's not the last option, but he's just, that's his safe guy. So he pretty much goes to him like check down and more intermediate routes. So
when you look at him, you saw one type of quarterback. Tannehill's the other way. What stands out about him?
Tannehill, I think he's looking to pass first, whereas though Terrell Pryor was looking to run with the read option. But they have some read option in there as well. So we just got to be ready and play our defense. Like I said, get our rushes upfield and the cornerbacks we cover, and we should pretty do a pretty good job.
A year ago, you weren't able to play against your old teammates. Does that make this game this week a little bit more interesting for you?
I mean, it's a couple guys over there that I know. Most of the guys that I played with, they went on to other teams as well. Yeah.
So you really don't know who you're going against except maybe a guy like Brian Hartline.
Yeah, Hartline, only guy I came in, I got drafted with. So he's a guy that I'm familiar with. We practice together. And you know, Hartline's a real good player.
Do you get anything from practice like that that you can use on Sunday against him?
The main thing about practice is just getting the route concepts down, getting accustomed to what Miami like to run, and just try to, you know, see it. Practice just more visual, actually seeing it before you get to the game.
For you going into this game, Miami much different offensively than what you remember from down there?
Yes, because, you know, they got a different quarterback, Tannehill, new offensive coordinator. I mean, everything's different, you know, from my past 3 years when I was in Miami. We ran a different type of offense, so it's a lot different.
You get a win on your first game. You guys in the back end, you got a couple of interceptions back there. Were you happy with the way the four of you played?
I'm happy with the win.
Yeah.
But, you know, of course, we got to take – from that win, the mistakes we made and try to correct them, because this is a long season. You want to become as good as possible as a unit. So just working on the little things amongst each other, things that were needed to be corrected, moving on to the next game.
We look at the four of you guys. That's a lot of talent back there. When you look around, you see the same thing we're seeing back there.
You know, you got safeties back there, but they, Landry, I mean, those guys, like you say, they're talented players, and I'm just fortunate to be on it, have the opportunity to play with these guys.